Well, hello people, Solo Man here. Hey, let's talk grown-up stuff. Hey, we're all grown-ups here, aren't we? Well, most of us are. I can be. And by the way, that's a nice place in the UK. Can be. No, I'm not going to talk serious drugs or anything like that. I'm just going to tell you some of my experiences, and maybe you can tell me some of yours. First of all, I can't talk about cocaine. I've never used it. Never tried it. You see, I like to be in control of myself, and I don't think you can be with that stuff, can you? Maybe. But I do remember many, many years ago when I was a young man, I tried half a tablet of LSD. And my advice to anybody is don't touch that stuff. I definitely wasn't in control of myself. I'm lucky I didn't hurt myself or somebody else. But I only did that once, and once was enough. Now, as I was a young man, marijuana was kicking around as well. Nowhere near as strong as it is today, though. But sure, we used to do it sometimes on the weekend. Not that often, but sometimes. And it sure made an interesting evening, I can tell you. But at least you were in control of yourself all the time, even though you weren't really there. And the worst thing about marijuana for us, anyway, was the time. It changed time. 5 minutes could have been 4 hours. Who knows? But I don't touch any of that stuff anymore now, from many, many years, since I was a young man. Of course, unfortunately, I do smoke. Not that much, but I do smoke. And that will probably kill me someday, or someday pretty soon, probably. And I think cigarettes are more expensive than drugs anyway. And the other one is alcohol. Now, of course, when I was there a young man, alcohol was a major part. We used to drink alcohol all weekend. And the strange thing about alcohol is it slowly affects you, doesn't it? So when you've had about 7 pints and somebody asks you for, you want another pint, you go, yeah, because you feel okay. Because the rest of the alcohol hasn't got in your system yet. So by the time it does, you're absolutely drunk as hell and then you drink another pint. And now you can hardly walk. And now at my age, I do drink some beer, but hardly anything at all, really, in comparison. But I still do enjoy a couple of beers now and then. And now here's one you didn't think was a drug, but it is a drug. It's coffee. Now I don't know if it's because I was born in Canada or anything, but I do love my coffee. And so does most of America and Canada. You get up in the morning and the first thing you have is a coffee. On the way to work, you stop at Tim Hortons and get another coffee. And coffee does make your heart rate go faster. But I still drink quite a few cups of coffee a day to get me through it. So what about you people out there? What drugs do you take, eh? Come on, you can tell me. Anyway, I'll be waiting for your answers, and while I'm waiting, I'm gonna have a coffee, a beer, some marijuana, and a smoke. You take it easy.